Good evening and welcome to Open Mind Chat from the UK. This evening I have a returning guest. You all know him, the creator and the host of Forbidden Knowledge News, Chris Matthew. However, before we get there, I'm going to advertise myself shamelessly now because it's my show and I can do that. So Saturday, I'm looking at my little list here. Saturday, I have Brandon Thomas at 6 o'clock live. He's returning guest as well, and it's just going to be so much fun. He is so lovely, so knowledgeable, and I love having a conversation with him. That's 6 p.m. live UK time Saturday. And then the pilot of Waking the Dead Ghost Stories. And then he fucked that one up, didn't I? At 8 p.m. UK time live. And we have October Hallam coming on and sharing her ghost story. I have read it. I'm not going to do a spoiler. But my God, even I was like, oh, my God, don't do it. Why don't you get out the house? So apart from that, that's the weekend. Oh, and Sunday night, I have another returning guest, a lovely gentleman all the way from Egypt, time traveling, obviously, Mohammed Ibrahim, and hoping to get an update on all the goings on in Egypt. We hear so many people talk about it, post things, people with no knowledge. So I'm going to get the first one from Mohammed. What's going on in Egypt? Now I've just sold myself shamelessly. I can put that away. Welcome, Chris.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me back on, Gloria. It's great to be back with you.
And it's great to be back with you. Ryder Lee's joined us. What's up, Chris and Gloria? Early as fuck. Can't be in the chat long. Got to go to work. Just wanted to say love you guys. Love you too, Ryder.
Get him, right, Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy. I'm glad you took out the other bits that he calls himself. Just the Space Cowboy is enough. Right, Chris, tonight it's live and we're just going to have a conversation. Believe it or not, we never get to have a conversation where we've either interviewed each other or we just text each other and it's about shows. So tonight I want a conversation. And I'm going to start it off. And I said, I've got no cards up my sleeve. I've got no difficult questions. You produce my Inception podcast. Would I do anything evil to you? However, I would love your opinion, Chris.
Sure.
What do you think about conscious transfer? And where do you think it could or can or does apply conscious transfer?
Oh, that's it's so interesting you said that, because I was speaking with I think one or two guests in the past couple of weeks about this very thing. I think that if you're looking at a more negative aspect of it, if applicable, I think that there's a possibility that those that are at the top of our reality, the elites, if you want to call them, the ordainers of destinies, whoever they are, that they may have this spiritual technology or ability to do this very thing. That is how they stay in generational power from, generation to generation and century to century. Supposedly it goes back to even before the pharaohs, that this is how these royal bloodline families would supposedly keep power, stay in power. They had some kind of soul transfer technology, or they knew how to reincarnate into the next version of themselves, which is very interesting thought. But I think that everyone has the capability of doing this, but on a more type of natural level. I mean, it's reincarnation. I think reincarnation is just a thing. It's something that naturally occurs, whether you're going into another human form or you're going somewhere else and you're going into a different form. Of course, you're never going anywhere. Energy, your perpetual energy life force is going to go on forever. It's just going to occur in different forms. So yeah, definitely. It's a thing. It just depends on how you want to look at it and what aspect, where you want to take that,
I know. I'm going to take it somewhere if I remember to, you know, getting old here,
Yeah,
love.
I
And
get
the reason is, it's come up a few times with me talking to others, some guests, you know, like your pre-show chat, and it's come in different contexts, okay? So I'm aware of the one you're talking about, but I've heard other scenarios about conscious transfer. And another easy question for you, Chris, I'd never give you a difficult one, is do you think it's possible with the conscious transfer of what we call ET or dimensional beings towards humans? Because this is coming up a lot when I'm talking. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've explored this aspect as well as the transhuman aspect of what, some factions may want to achieve on this planet as far as transferring their consciousness into another technological body. But it's same thing with aliens or extraterrestrials. Why not? Why not if they have this technology to be able to transfer their consciousness into either a clone or just a husk of a body or what you'd call a walk-in? I was listening to a podcast the other day with Sam Tripoli, and he had a very interesting guest on there. I'm going to try and get her on my show. Her name is escaping me right now. But she was talking about how herself, she was a walk-in, a spiritual entity who her body died. And whenever her body died, she took it over and was a completely different person. And her family ended up disowning her because she was like this genius after. And she actually told them she was from a different dimension. She was a different dimensional being. And she had all this knowledge about everything that was happening. It's very, very fascinating. I'm gonna have to send you the link after so you can maybe pop it in the description if people want to take a look, and if you want to take a look yourself. Completely, I think this is 100% possible, whether it's done intentionally or naturally. I think that this is a form of spiritual technology that exists and has for a long time.
I mean, why I'm asking that, because I've always got an agenda, I do nothing by chance, is I'm aware due to, you know, my decades in the areas I studied, that people that have human transplants and or blood transfusions, I'm one of the blood transfusions, but let's stick with the human transplant. There were many cases documented that it could just be the organ, the heart, whatever it is, but after a period of time, the new recipient of the organ starts to take over or behave like or become like the donor. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So that is for me, because I want to explore this consciousness transfer. There's two points. The first point is that one. That shows, well, okay, scientifically proven this does happen, okay. Even though when I had an 8-hour blood transfusion, I was an Irish white girl, really white with freckles. Yeah. Within a couple of months, every time the sun come out, and still to this day, I go brown. My hair changed everything. And that was just through a complete blood transfusion. So forget about me, because I'm biased, obviously, but I've heard of this. So that I would like you to address, because I think that gives a foundation for something to be true there. And the second part is, if you're of the belief, we use the word belief, if you or you it resonates with you, should I say, sorry, that we are already the hybrids, yeah, in relation to ET transfer, then it would be a natural thing, wouldn't it? If we've come in as hybrids, say I'm from Arcturian and you're from, I'll be nice to you, reptilian, and because I'm nice like that, you know how I am. But the reptilians are lovely, please don't think otherwise. Then it would follow to upgrade the being, to awaken the being, that a conscious transfer from ET then would be acceptable. So there's two in one there, Chris. What do you think?
Oh, wow, that's a very deep one. Well, let me talk a little bit about, first of all, everything I think has consciousness to a certain level. And if these beings have not only, grasped that concept, but have been able to manipulate that in any way, I'm sure that it is occurring. And I'm sure that, you know, if it is occurring, that's why we're so confused as a species. Yeah. I think that that's why we have so many misidentifications and we don't know who the hell we are at times. And we feel like we're a mix of everything. We definitely don't feel human at times. I never feel human, actually. You know, I think that that comes into play and that could be a factor of it. Another thing I think of is when you were talking about the organ transplants is a fragmenting of consciousness, is that portions of our consciousness maybe can go to different places and we can be fragmented across maybe the galaxy in different little pieces. And we could eventually, we're trying to get back to our original wholeness somehow. I think that's the ultimate goal if we have been fragmented in any way, right? So
I agree with you. I mean, the fact is, because of, you know, the portion of consciousness that's transferred from organ donation, and there's some extreme ones, shows you, one, it's possible. One, it's possible. So we know that. But then the second part, most of us in, you know, I don't even like the word tribe now. I don't know what we are, the group of us. We're aware that when we're not human per se, as we've been told, we are spiritual or conscious or divine. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. We are that, so we're not that. And we're all on the road searching to who we truly are through self-realization. So for me, it just, it seems like the, I know it's not much data and it's not big, but it's coming up a lot. And I watch synchronicities in conversations. If something comes into the collective, I think I've got to get in there and ask Chris Matthew, because if anyone knows, he knows. No pressure, Chris. I'm so sweet to you. It, for me, and then you hear some extreme ones, and this is why I also brought this up, is before, you know, many people judge another. So you've just mentioned a guest that you'd like to get on, and you're going to share the link with me as well. And it may come across extreme to someone in the audience. Oh no, that's not possible. I'm trying to state here, it is possible. If it's possible to do it on the lowest level, where we do it to each other, we transfer our consciousness literally, and the personality changes over, and we are spiritual beings, let's say, having a human experience, then why can't there be walk-ins? I'm opening that up for you to have a discussion on it. What do you think?
I really believe that there are walk-ins, and I think that it occurs every day, and maybe to even individuals that we may not even realize that, you know, maybe one day you've noticed a pretty significant change in somebody, but don't even think about it. Or, you know, maybe when certain substances come into play, you know, drug or alcohol abuse, that you think maybe that's what's changing a person, but it could be something else. It could be something on a spiritual level where their soul has actually either been fragmented or something else has come in and taken a portion of that. Because I'm not sure if your whole soul can ever be taken away from that initial incarnation. I don't know. You know,
I don't know. It depends if you're going to define and deconstruct what the hell is the soul. We just got a name for it. And maybe there just is consciousness and there is no such thing as a soul. We don't know as yet. So that's possible. I mean, that leads into, well, they're talking about that you've touched upon it, the soul transfer. I personally, at the moment, my truth is I don't think you can do it. I'm not, doesn't mean I'm right. At the moment, you know, I don't know any more than that. But it's really interesting me with the consciousness transfer or the walk-ins. And I'll tell you why as well. I've got another bit of data here is, we all know some really top channelers, some really top channelers. I mean, my friend Rob Gauthier is one of them. There's Roxanne. There's so many out there. Their consciousness, the being comes in and they step back, their consciousness, and takes over the complete physical human body. Well, that's a sort of transference, isn't it, Mark?
Yes, I would definitely think so. That's a great example of when channelers allow another consciousness to completely take over. You know, it changes their biology as well, which is a very interesting aspect of that.
Yeah.
And I think that that multiple personalities could be linked to this as well. You know, I think that a lot of this is misdiagnosed by our mainstream science, that it's actually, it could be different consciousnesses. And I think it was Dr. Tom Zinser, wonderful guest I've had. He's a hypnotherapist and he works with multiple personalities. And he believes this very thing, that these are consciousness, actual separate entities that you can interact with. And this is how he cures a lot of mental disorders with people. He gets to, he speaks directly to these individual entities, gets them to release, and boom, they're gone. So this, I think this has a lot to do with that as well.
I mean, you know, because when I see like the likes of Rob Gothier, and especially when he channels Treb, I mean, you feel the energy. I'm smiling like mad. And but Rob's gone. He's gone. So that is consciousness transfer into another. So there's more data, let's say, that it is possible to do this. You know, because if you turn around and say, oh, you know, certain bloodlines, they're not really who they are, and they just say conspiracy, conspiracy. What I want to do on this show is break this down with authentic data, data that we can say, well, okay, we don't know if it's true, but look at this. We know this to be factual. We know this. We know this. I mean, when I look at the likes of the channelers, and then also same with mediumship, that's the field that, you know, I've lived in. And there were some mediums, there was many, let's just say, not real mediums, be nice, but there's some mediums that go into this trance and become the spirit. They, the spirits, consciousness, energy can come through. So we got evidence all the way through. I like what you said, that you think it possible, it could happen every day, it could happen to anyone. My brother, who was diagnosed with schizophrenia, he used to talk to me about these aliens that would tell him the sciences and teach him everything he knew. So he was, so I can now look back, I've heard this, what you've said before, and say, I wonder if that's what, instead of, he didn't get the help, he was locked up and then he was given, you know, the drugs today. Instead of getting the help, misdiagnosed. But until science recognizes, or you've got a hypnotherapist that's seeing it now, I think that's really possible. Yeah, possible there are some very dangerous people out there, but who's to say that's not another energy that's, how many times do you say, Chris, you know someone and you grew up with them? Some of the serial killers, for one, and not all of them were abused, and they all of a sudden they switched and they become the worst, what we call evil people on earth. What happened if you can't identify they had good parents, they had good this, they had good that? So I think, again, we could say it is really probable.
Well, you have to think, you know, you mentioned mediums and channelers. If you think of it as sort of like a something that we don't understand, like a technology, I hate to use that word, but, it, you know, or some kind of magic, you know, something that we don't really know how to manipulate fully. Channelers have a maybe tiny understanding of what they're dealing with, but the other entity, they seem to have a vast knowledge of this. They seem to be able to jump in right away. They seem to know exactly what's going on, whether it's a ghost, whether it's an alien, something that's on the other side has this knowledge like automatically, and it seems to be automatically very enlightened. And, you know, who's to say that, you know, since these entities have this knowledge, some may want to take advantage of it. Some may not have our best interest in mind. Yeah. Some may be bored on the other side and know that they can just hop in when they want to and do that. Some may abide by the laws of the universe and don't. Who knows?
I mean, yeah, I can just see them being bored. I mean, there are some comical. No, seriously, in the spirit world, there's some real funny ones. I will say the universe has a great sense of humor. But for me, it opens the door, because I then started to look at it, because obviously I was thinking about this before, you know, you come on the show. And where we can say, well, what if we're just finding out now it's normal to transfer consciousness everywhere? What if it's always been that way? You know how many times, you know, like when people talk about Egypt, you talk about Thor, or you talk about all the gods, and they say, well, they renamed the same god this name and the same god this name and the same god, but really it's the same consciousness. So maybe we're just having a discussion and we're going to find out this is normal. What can we call it? Jumping. Let's call it jumping. Jumping from one to the other. I mean, I'm not a proponent of past lives. I say different timelines. So it's all in the now, but different timelines. So we're in multiple places, but you can call it past lives if you want, because you can only experience one at the time, you may recall. But what if it's normal, Chris, to jump the timelines and to go in, experience that, go in to experience all things at all times? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I have no idea where that question come from, somewhere
I
up
think
there.
it's 100% normal, but depending on your level of awareness and your level of I guess development and growth as a spiritual being and your evolution as a spiritual being, that you have awareness and know how to manipulate this ability better and maybe use it as a skill the further you go along in your development as a spiritual entity, you know?
I think, I think that's a good one. I'm going to jump it now because you mentioned something. I'm going to just digress slightly because you mentioned something in your answer early on, and you mentioned the word magic. So, which is another synchronistic thing for me, because recently, over the last several weeks now, I've actually been talking and saying, words are magic. It's alchemy. It's magic. And at the same time, you've got the other lot coming. It's like all coming into one place, and we're recognizing the lies that are coming from those that thought that were once in power, so to speak. And then it makes you think back, if consciousness can jump into a being, and I don't want to get struck off anywhere, so a very famous being, let's say somewhere in your country or my country, and can do that, then I then could resonate with those that are coming out now saying, well, these are not really humans. Now, this is what I'm hearing a lot lately. I've never gone into that. I'm aware of it because I'm obviously, I know about hybridization with ET. What's your take on that, about they're not what we think they are?
100%. I can't because I cannot understand the rationale, the mentality, the psychopathy of these individuals that are pulling this. It just doesn't compute for me. It doesn't seem like human behavior, and it doesn't seem like it would be for anybody that I'm close to in my life. So deduction, these people are at least not the type of human that I am, you know, or not the type
I'm
of.
with you. And they weren't like that before, were they? All of a sudden, they're somebody else, and they're like the epitome of what we call evil, the
Well, who
word.
knows? I believe some of these, I think there's a lot of MK Ultra grooming in this. I think that if you're going to be at that level, that you're born into it. And I think that if you're born into it, there's a level of unfortunately torture and abuse to get you to kind of maybe adopt that mindset. And not only that, I've heard that this can allow these walk-ins to come in. This type of torture, this type of MK Ultra programming that's done, it is designed to allow to get your mind to a state to where it allows entities to take over for you. And I believe that that's where a lot of these people are coming from. They're coming from multi-generational satanic abuse that allows in these walk-in entities to take themselves over, and they're gone. After a certain time, it's not them anymore. Or if it is, they regret everything that they've. You see this in a lot of celebrities now. They're saying, "I sold my soul. I wish I wouldn't have done that." A lot of them are coming out and saying that, and it's pretty interesting. So I think that's 100% accurate, and I think that this is occurring, and that when we look at people like, you know, I'll say the name, I'll say Fauci, I'll say Gates, I'll say these evil MFers, you know, I definitely could look at them as walk-ins, you know.
Right. I mean, without any pressure at all, because I'm such a kind, old, sweet lady. So, Chris Matthew, now we've got to this point, it's really interesting. What's the solution?
Wow, that's the
Easy
big
one.
one. You're that's super easy. For me, my truth about a solution is not to participate in anything but what my own heart and soul is telling me. To not listen to what anyone else is telling me except my gut and my my brains and my intuition and my soul and my spirit guides. Even if what this person or anyone is so influential and what they're telling me is making my mouth water and it's making me so happy and want to, you know, fly across the world. You got to listen to yourself first. You got to talk to yourself about this. And I think that's the answer. Don't participate in any bullshit. And if you have a bad feeling about it, definitely don't participate in it. And just kind of do your own research on things. Don't immediately dismiss what someone tells you. Look at it for yourself. Look at it for your own angles. Internalize, you know, you got to take everything that this outside material world is throwing at you and run it through your own filter, kind of, you know, run it through your own heart and soul filter and see what comes out. And that is probably the best solution for people to deal with anything. And that's how people get trapped in this stuff. They get trapped in bad relationships by, you know, people who don't follow this, for people who are just going after the material things in life and whatever the news is telling them to do and whatever the celebrities are telling them to do. And the doctors, unfortunately, it's, you know, you have to, this world is so backwards and upside down, this real, you know, what we call reality, this matrix, that we have to turn it we flip it on its end sometimes and look at it from the opposite direction and see, does this make more sense? Yes, this actually makes more sense when this shit is upside down. So and I think that's the answer.
I'm with you. So would you say, because I'm seeing it, because I've got the same school of thought as you, excuse the terminology, is that by doing that, and then you can see it's not what I thought it was. I mean, I don't want to keep saying it's all lies. It was meant to be that way, but we put value on so many things. We thought we needed to give the value to so many things, whether it's for war, whether it's for voting, whether it's for doctors, whether it's for, and we thought that was normal. The giving the value, I value that.
Rory, how many of your childhood heroes are gone to the wayside now? You know, how many people that you admired growing up is just like, nope, you know, when you realize.
Honest, you realize, oh God, I have no value for that. That concept, that school of thought, that idea, why did I have value? I was supposed to have value. I was supposed to experience it. So, like, what is hidden? Will now be revealed. So everything crumbles down and you look, it's literally is Wayne Dyer. You change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And through that, when you drop the fear, we spoke, all of us on many shows about this, if the fear subsides, then you can actually see what you thought was an intelligent, articulate, educated, even a doctor person, and you actually trusted your life with them, and I swore my oath, I'm here to say, and it just goes vroom, and it's like mask off. Oh my God, it's like I've been dealing with the devil for decades. Exactly. And I never saw that it was an illusion. So that is another thing that goes back to this consciousness transfer. Who the fuck are we all interacting with? I mean, do you know what I mean? People are waiting for ET to come to Earth. No, they're already here. They're either here, you know, good, the bad, the ugly. But I'm now thinking they're more deep-rooted, never mind the hybridization, and we're all ET. But it's like Mr. Smith from The Matrix.
Yeah, it's like the non-player character type discussion, where are these people? Do they have souls when they got here, or were they inhabited with something else, or were they just placed here to be part of the program, to be just part of the background, you know?
Yes, like in years ago, my son got the game Zoom. Is it Zoom? It was Zoom, wasn't it?
Zoo, yeah,
you know, that anyway, it was one of the first big ones. And he was on there, and there were people in the background, and you had to fight them, and it was all made up. And it was like, but once you got into it, and I was obviously shit scared, and he was laughing his head off, it become real. It become so real. And what you just said has just reminded me of that. Maybe they're not real. Maybe they're to be in this play, this 3D world, for us to experience that. They can't harm us, which we know now. They can't harm us. They can't do anything to us, blah, blah, blah. But we used to believe they could. So we would conform and we would play into the matrix. But now I see all of them as Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith.
Yes, there's a certain level of consciousness right now of there's a certain type of person that is making decisions that it makes me question, if they're a non-player character, if they're even part of humanity, if they're just a piece of the background, because at a certain point, people have taken their sides. People know what they're going to do when it comes to our certain and our global situation, when it comes to our medical situation. Most people have decided what they're going to do, but there are some people that you can open up a white paper document and show them everything negative and everything that they're being lied to about. And the CDC said this directly, and all the truths that they're trying to block out. And you could show it to them in their face, peel their eyes open, and they're still like, meh, I don't care. I'm going watch a Kardashian and eat a sandwich and drink a beer. So there's just that level of background character, I believe.
I mean, I like the fact, you call them the players, I call them Mr. Smith. It's the same thing. And like you hear through the journey of self-realization, there's many ways to explain this, that it's all an illusion. You hear it's an illusion. And many people, I did back in the day, because I'm experiencing this now, I have a problem with, of course, it's not illusional. I feel pain when Chris Matthews slaps my face and all that. I feel it. But this opens another door for this timeline we're on now. If we're starting as conscious beings through the process of this realization, to see some beings now as an illusion, just is it called CGI in movies? When you animate them and
Yeah.
is it CGI? I have no
Yes, that's
idea.
it.
Something,
That's it.
oh God, I got it right. Well,
That's
I'm
it.
cool.
Yeah.
I'm up to date. But I'm starting to see that. How does that resonate with you?
Yes.
That's a shift.
There's the, that opens up like a whole different can of worms
Yes.
there, but our
Yes.
reality is so malleable and it's so non-physical. And I was talking with Ryder about this a couple of weeks ago, how I was driving down the road and I'm looking over at the mountainscape on my left side, and on the right side it's just flat lands. And I'm just driving along and I just happen to glance over to the right side and the mountains are there just for a split second, but they look solid, they look physical, and they were there for a second. And I look back and did a double take and nope, it's just a flat land. My eyes were apparently playing a trick on me, but it makes me wonder, were they? Was it, is it that if you perceive something, it could actually manifest into reality if you believe that perception enough. Is it real if you're in belief of it? So that's what's occurring on a grand scale. This mass psychosis that we're experiencing right now is it's based on belief and it's based on fear that's pushing this belief. So I
I
think
mean,
that's what's happening.
that's a really good point you've raised. Two things. One, well, quantum physics proves it to be true. But secondly, in the groups that I'm in, the guys in the group, and I'm hearing it from other people outside the group, but I can speak the two groups that I run, they're talking about, there's one lady, I won't name her. She goes walking on the beach, and she knows that beach like the back of her hand. She's not delusional. She's got a good CV. She's educated. Blah 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 blah. Pain in my ass though. But anyway, apart from that, and it started. She's walking, and she would see like the little shacks on the beach where you'd go down, and she's walking with her dog, and then she said, "Goya, it had all gone. One second, everything had gone," and then I looked again and it was back. Now, this has been happening to a lot of people. That's exactly what you were saying, Chris, about the mountains. So, unless everybody's fucking eyes need testing, and quantum physics says you need the observer, the human observer, to observe for it to manifest in front of you. So, okay, that's one. But obviously, on the process, the road of this timeline of self-realization, we're moving away from human So we're not perceiving as human. We still got some, yeah, but we're really not seeing, perceiving as a human. We're perceiving as the observer. So it would dissipate, wouldn't it? It would disappear. Does that
right.
make sense to you, what I'm trying to get? Yeah.
Yes, it does. And I think that everyone that is not a Mr. Smith or non-player character experiencing this on different
yeah.
levels. And
yeah.
I think that everyone started to experience this at a certain time a few years ago. I couldn't pinpoint it when, but I know when I started to experience it.
Yeah.
And it slowly started slowly. And then yeah. after I kind of cracked open and had my experience, it's, you
yeah.
know, been rapidly increasing mm-hmm. my awareness about everything, you know, intuition, conscious abilities, all these things have been rapidly increasing, but, you know, I've been paying attention to it, but I notice a lot of other people as well
yes.
who
yeah.
are embracing this are experiencing a mass awakening
yes.
of consciousness. And I don't know if it's, you know, going into a non-physical reality. It's probably just realizing that we've been in a non-physical reality the whole time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's a sense of awareness.
An illusion.
Yeah.
I love it. Great, great point there. I love it. It's what you've always heard from way back, you know, about the process of know thyself. It's, and the word they've always used is illusion. I use film or theatre. We've all got our own little way to articulate it. But you've just said it. And I'm starting to resonate with, maybe on this timeline that we're on now, we'll call it a timeline because this is so complex and paradoxical to talk about. You need to use some sort of guidance. So timeline, not that timeline. There are so many people I'm aware of now experiencing this, becoming the observer. So the human, you need to look to manifest. Yeah, you need to look. So if you're not perceiving from the human, then you're going to perceive from the observer, then it will dissipate. Just like when ET comes through your wall or into your bathroom and vroom, you've got another dimension in your bathroom and you're going, wow. Yeah, that's not from the human perspective. And even that, what about that? Let's add that on. You know, when we have experiences, you obviously have yours in the bathroom. I have mine in my bed normally, but some of, you know, but when we, how do you explain it? You're still in your bathroom, you're still in your room, but you're also somewhere. So the physical, you are still physical, but your consciousness is becoming the observer. And the observer then can see other observers, because dimensional beings are observers. They don't have our egos and our human bloody blockers. Does that resonate? Does that make sense to you, what I'm trying to?
Yeah. Yes, it does. It does. And I have had the, you know, experience of being able to put myself into those different states using
yeah.
different substances like psilocybin.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
by doing that, I can actually kind of see the different layers of reality at times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right. As of now, these beings are observers, but I don't think it was always like that. I think that maybe
Ooh.
In the ancient past we had the ability to traverse Ooh. To these different realms easier. You know, that these entities maybe were more welcoming to us being there in our ancient past.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but I do know that eventually we could get to that stage where we are a part of that realm, or we could be a regular part of that realm and naturally see to the other side. I think that our ability to do that has been hindered by everything that's been thrown at us
yeah,
the couple,
yeah.
past couple of hundred years to intentionally do that, to intentionally hinder our ability to see the other side.
But would you agree, you don't have to, by the way, just say piss off, but would you agree, because I'm listening to you and this opens another door. Well, maybe we were originally like that, like we've always transferred our consciousness. And then for whatever reason, we were shut down, you know, locked down to forget whatever. And where we're calling it now, because what's happening now, we're remembering who we are.
Yes.
Now we're all remembering who we are. And to remember means you already was before you remember. So we're not trying to achieve a goal. We are the goal and we're remembering. So then that would go back into the first part of the conversation. So if we were all like that, I mean, this is new grounds for me, new to chat about, and it's deep and I'm loving it. Then what do you think, because I'm going to bring in something else here, easy questions, really easy with you because I'm kind. I'm going to bring in another one. So if that's the case and your truth is right, something stopped us. So what stopped us? What stopped us and shut us down?
Yeah, honestly, I think it was just an aspect of ourselves. I think this is cyclical. I think that we rise and fall all the time throughout our existence on this planet. I think humanity has a rise and fall of consciousness to where we start very low. And we have our moments where we are idiots and imbeciles. We work it out and we reach a higher state of consciousness and we evolve as humans. And we reach this point where we are capable of extraordinary things, extraordinary psychic abilities, extraordinary building abilities. We can transcend dimensions. We can communicate with ET. We can travel the stars. And then something happens to boom, we knock ourselves. I think we do it to ourselves. I think we knock ourselves right back down for whatever reason. And we get too happy, we get too, you know, greedy, whatever it is. I think that if we learn to do it a different way, maybe we could just keep going. Maybe we could not have to get set back. I don't know.
You know, that's just brought something to my mind. I don't know if it's true, guys, so don't quote me. I'm just throwing it out there. I have noticed through studying ancient civilization, we all study it, it's not just me, that there is a cyclical cycle. We go up, we go down, we go up, we go down. And I noticed it a couple of years ago. And for the past couple of years, I've been saying, I'm not fucking falling again. I've had enough. I'm not doing it again. But I take it in a broader. It may not be individual timelines or let's use reincarnation. Go ahead, be nice. It may not be. It might be just a group of us with all the CGIs. Going each era, boom, boom, because we all fucking keep saying, I was with you in Egypt, or I was with you here, and I really resonate with. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I think that there's a lot less conscious souls than we would like to think. You know, we're supposed to have almost 8 billion people on this planet. I think maybe it's more like we maybe have a few hundred thousand actual souls on this planet. The rest is just filler.
The rest of them are Mr. Smith.
Yes, yes. Yes. Or something else, something that may not have their best interest in mind.
Yeah, but they're only there to interact with us, for us to experience what we're experiencing. But then what you just said makes sense with the cycle. And then because you're here and everyone said, I knew you here, I knew you there. And I'm going, what the fuck? You know, but then it what you've just said, well, it could be a group of fallen angels or the gods. That fell to earth, keep going through, and it's their one collective, because there is only collective. You know, when you go with ET and hybridization, even though they sometimes give a name because we need names, they'll tell you, we are a collective. We are not one individual egotistic I am. They are a collective. So what if, I don't know where the shit is coming from, what if it's a collective and you're right? You're right. There's only, you know, a few hundred thousand. And the collective is going through the cycle. It's going up and down, but it's still going up. Does that make sense? What is that?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. So take, for example, the internet, social media. Yeah. I think that social media is dead. I think the internet is dead. I think it's mostly just bots. I think it's mostly AI. I think a lot of the people you interact with on a daily basis do not exist. I think that only the people that you get that soul feeling from, that you can actually communicate with on a telephone or through Zoom or through Skype or meet in person, the most important one, that's the people that count. And I think that everything else is an illusion, and it's all part of this grand kind of trickery that we've been subject to for thousands of years. It's just gotten better with technology, you know?
I think it's all,
there's so much fakery.
Right, let's just create a new perspective here, me and Chris. So let's say we are a collective. We are the gods that came to Earth. We are the gods, or we could even be labelless from the very beginning, whether they're Anunnaki, the Elohim, it really doesn't matter. So we have a collective and we're going through this cycle. We came in to experience and we split, and we came in to experience the remembering and to go, and we had all the players, Mr. Smith. So we need them to interact with, like in a theater, you need an opposition, don't you? And then we're at this stage now, we're in this timeline, Chris, and many that me and you both know collectively are on the road to self-realization. What can we do that we don't go down again like you suggested we've done in the past? What do you think we need to do?
That's the ultimate question, isn't it? I think that it's all about the path that we choose collectively. I think that we're tempted to be pushed down a path of technocracy and a path of transhumanism and a path of integrating humanity with biology and getting rid of a lot of spiritual aspects of our lives and becoming more physical and becoming more material as a race. And that's what they want. That's what we're being pushed to become. But if we choose a different outcome, if we choose to become more spiritual, if we choose to embrace our natural selves, if we choose to break ourselves free from this hive mind thinking and become better as a species and evolve, that we could break. I think that we've been just making the wrong choices each incarnation, each time that we kind of implode as a species, that we collectively chose the wrong road. And I don't think we have to. I think we can choose the right road and stay on it. You know, maybe we chose the right road and just veered off to the side one day because we got drunk. You know, who knows?
I blame you. It was your fault. You told me to come over there. Use it.
Right.
No, but you can't. And I heard something on your show the other day, and I don't know if it was Philip and Ronald, but one of your guests said it, so I do apologize, you know, not to recall so too much information in my head, saying you can't just look at the light, you've got to look at the dark as well. Yeah, so it was one of your guests recently said it, and I've killed it by saying it that way. And you've got to look at these other aspects. You can't be going around love and light in. Someone was on your show the other day and they really got into this. And do you remember who it was?
I do not, unfortunately.
No, you're bad. That makes me feel good because I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's a really great show. And that's part of it. I think because when you face your fears, you find there is no fear and nothing to fear when you're there. So the whole point of that, this conversation, let's get really deep in it. Who are the players? Who are they? When you realize, oh my God, they're CGIs or they're players, there's nothing to them. They're not human. We're not harming them. There is no such thing as that. Then that just totally changes everything.
Yeah, okay. So you ever think about on Facebook, if you get into an argument with a troll and you get so mad, but it ends up being a bot, how much of your life has you wasted getting mad? Yeah. You know, maybe you got so mad you've gotten a long, you know, argument on your typing angry things and all this bile is coming out and you spend an hour, maybe 2 hours doing that. That's a waste of your life based on a robot, based on an AI that doesn't even, it's not even a human. So imagine this on a grand scale, what's happening to everyone based on this.
Exactly. I mean, now you're going somewhere, you know, so could we say we can't paint everyone with the same brush, but the antagonist, you know, the real arseholes out there that are really going, if you see them as they're just a CGI, a player, Mr. Smith, they have no power at all, then that would they just disappear? Because I tell you what, Chris, you know, like, I don't know what's going on in your part of the planet, but in my part of the planet, in my timeline, 1 minute it's like hard down on it, and next thing there's nothing, it's all gone. It's just gone. I mean, here in the UK, it's gone, really. It's been gone for months. And I go, well, how the fuck did that happen? And did I do that? Or did what happen? And I thought, no, don't question it, just go with it, go with it. I nearly got caught up again but they just disappear, or they change, or maybe they don't change. Do you think it's, oh, well, here's one for you. These beings that that are the controllers, we call them those that once had power, when they give up and change, do you think that the entity, the consciousness, has left them and they're back? Because they fuck up, you know, they can't talk properly. Have you noticed? I must say, I'm very sorry. You've now got a leader in your country like we got. They can't even.
Yes. Okay, that's an interesting thought, and I think you may be onto something there. That there's individuals in high power that at one point had their shit together, and they were a great dictator, evil MF-er, and they had they knew how to pull off a great op, but then all of a sudden maybe they don't have any more power. Boom, that entity's gone, and they become Joe Biden. Who
Well,
knows?
yeah, I mean, we have one of them over here, and you're saying this is a world leader, and you watch and
That happens with
you.
celebrities. That happens with a lot of people in here in the United States that have seemingly, high status, that all of a sudden they just become a tardo. I don't know.
Mushy peas. Mushy. So, I mean, I don't know where this shit's coming in my head. It's coming from somewhere. But I thought, well, maybe because I've been trying to compute, which you can't. You've got one person that's always, like you said, being up there, da 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 da. And next minute, Joe Biden. What? And you're waiting for the. But we've got one of them over here too. Yeah. And I look and I go, what are you saying? And it's like they don't even know what they're doing or what they're. So maybe the consciousness, they've done the work and the consciousness is gone and just left the being.
I think that's highly possible. And hey, most of our country's probably run by empty husks that the whatever was occupying before has just left. And I think that's most of Congress. I think that's most of our politicians. But man, I don't know. We've got there's some interesting things happening. I don't want to get into the whole Oogada Boogada narrative or anything, but there appear to be some pushback in high levels here in the United States. I don't know about over there.
Oh yeah, big time,
But
big
it's
push.
encouraging to see that, and to see the more eyes opening. And I'm wondering if maybe if you could be a Mr. Smith and maybe pop online, maybe some spark pops into you if you get the right if you're in the right environment and you get the right push or the right person near you, maybe you'll spark online and this new consciousness will take over. I think that could be possible too.
Do you know what? I mean, I agree with you, and it's just a new way of thinking now. Me and Chris has just told you everything. There's the truth. for now. But it makes you think, though, like those that have in spirit that have crossed over, even I found as well there is a shift in them. Now, if you're a medium, you'll notice it, yeah. Or if you have medium groups and talk to me and you notice it, there's something going on there. It's like with everything under one umbrella. So I don't think you, well, I suppose you could, I don't know. You could, if you're a medium, you can tell when there's a spirit or whether it's a robot. You don't get robots, all right? And mediums go by energy reading. So, if a robot human beings anywhere, you call it the mall or something in your country, then an intuitive medium, ooh, they get the lowest. They recognize that I am going somewhere with this. So in the spirit world, and this is what has got me to do the new podcast as well, because it's spirit world is misunderstood with fear. It's all about fear. It can be scary. That's cool. We can be kids and be scared and go boo, 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 but it's to annihilate the fear. In they're changing too. Their messages are more higher frequency. I know in my groups they are. They are coming in with a higher consciousness message to the sitter in the group, Chris. So at the same time, we're seeing the players like go. We're also because I kept thinking when I said to you, "Well, what's the solution?" I mean, there's always multiple possibilities in the timeline, but. No one's helping us, we do it ourselves. But however, there are beings out there, like spirit or dimensional beings, ET, whatever you want to call them, that are coming in with some form of support. Yeah, the breadcrumbs
Yeah.
go this way. Does that resonate?
It
It's
does,
so
and
hard
I
to
think
get out.
that's another piece of the puzzle that's happening right now is
Yeah.
we're being also directed by spirit and
Yeah.
ET or interdimensional beings
Yeah.
if we listen,
Yes,
if we
listen.
choose to go that
Yeah.
direction, if we want, if we're open to the message.
Yeah.
They're yelling at us to do things,
Yes.
you know. They're trying very hard to get our attention in many ways, and I think that's another solution. Open yourself up to those messages from spirit, because
Yes, absolutely.
it's not evil. It's not, you know, it's not a
No.
demon trying to get you. If it's a demon, that's probably a human effing with you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I found like the interest as the groups I run, the interest one is coming up, but two, the messages are higher. They are so much higher. It's not like I got your grand, she loves you, or the normal basic, because we don't really need proof of life after death anymore. But however, I've noticed like they're shifting. So for me, I've never known anyone in the past, and I'm not the only one saying this, other mediums are saying it. To me, that's a massive shift on this timeline, which is an indicator, I hope, fingers crossed, we're not going to go down again. The gods are not going to fall again. And I want to come back to that in a sec before we close. But I've seen that shift myself personally, and that's why I've started the podcast. I want the audience to see, maybe hopefully, from a different perception. It's okay to have a human experience and be scared. My son used to jump out behind doors and scare me shitless, but it's understanding, what is the spirit trying to say to you. They're not really evil. You don't get evil spirits, love. You get evil humans or bots, the CGIs, they're the evil ones, but not spirit, not a human being, a soul that's in another timeline because it's physical bodies. They're not. Their source. So that's why I did that. But I'm coming back to our future on this timeline. With if everything is we've touched upon, like we've said, with everything we said, this timeline we're on now, Chris, is going to be so. What can I say? It's going to be, to me, it's going to be like the. I don't know. I can't think of a. I'm trying to quote a film that's like blow mind blowing, mind blowing. We're going to be interacting with all of them at the same time, and I don't know what do you think? Because spirituality, no, mediumship rather, should I say, is really, really opening up to many who wouldn't even think to do it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, I'll tell you this. I can tell you that I myself had a huge choice in timelines a while back. Whenever I first started doing this, I was very focused on, I don't say it wasn't more negative aspects of what was happening, especially on our planet. It was a lot of fear-based content. It was a lot of stuff getting people scared to watch, you know, in order to get views. And I was being pushed, I felt that I was being either pushed in that direction to keep going there and keep increasing my views that way, or do what I intuitively felt I should do and wanted to do is explore all aspects and not just this negative side of what's happening, and you know, bring the negative forward, let people see it, but offer solutions and bring the positive and light too. We need to bring everything. So I myself could have gone down a completely different path with this show if I would have stayed on the timeline I was going on. But I think spirit and my willingness to listen and the things that occurred in my life after that that I embraced put me on a completely different timeline that I'm absolutely happy with, and I'm so glad I did.
Absolutely, and also, I found and with others as well, we are creating things we never thought we would create. Yeah, we are putting our time and energy in specific. I mean, I never thought I'd be talking about what we spoke about today. This is all at the beginning, yeah, I was curious, but we went somewhere we've never been before. But people are creating new podcasts, new shows in the areas that we're speaking of now. So it's got to be right. And I keep saying we're not going to fall again, Chris. We've already done it. I told you this. We've already achieved it. And all we're doing is watching Mr. Smith dissolve and Mr. Cabbage Brain return, because it's like I tell you, have you ever seen them in England? Years ago, we used to have Bill and Ben, the flower pot men.
I have not, no.
No, yeah, well, you should YouTube it. I mean, like moronic, if I'm allowed to say that word. And the more that I don't have a TV to watch, I don't do that, but if I go to my email, something will come up, or someone will put something up on social media, and I go, what the? And that is a sign for me, seeing these Cabbage Patch kids, the being that was in them, the consciousness that could do the strategy and the manipulation and get the data and organize globally everything. It's just lights out, lights out, lights out. Like someone's turning the lights out on them. If that's happening now, then it must be we've succeeded, even though I know we have. What do you think about that? We've done it.
I think we have. We have to
Yeah.
have, because
Yeah.
like you said, I'm tired of this. I'm not doing this again. You're not doing
I'm
this
never.
again. We've already
We
made
do.
this decision. And I
Yeah.
think that if we're this collective of a few hundred thousand and we're all kind of along the same lines, no one wants to come back. So
No,
I think
not
we've
coming
already
back.
won, like you told me before.
Yeah.
The other side is they're 7 moves behind and they're trying to act like
Yes.
They still have a chance, so they're putting on
Yes.
illusion. They're throwing everything at us. They're
Everything
throwing
they got,
Q-tips. They're
everything.
throwing
Yeah.
feathers. They ran out of stuff
Toys
that'll
out
hurt
the
us.
pram,
Yeah,
everything.
they
And
squirt
that's.
Vaseline in our faces, like, ah, get away. No, it's not
And
working though.
so, but I gotta say this before I let you advertise yourself shamelessly, or as you told me one day, and I've done it ever since, whore yourself out, Gloria. Anyway, apart from that, is where we are now, it's just like I can't remember how I fucking got here, Chris. I don't know how I got here now. I don't know what's true, what's not true. Don't ask me for any advice at all, anybody, because nothing is true and all is true. And I'm just going with the flow and causing havoc wherever I can. I like to cause havoc, and I'm sure you do too. Well, I know you do, actually. I know you do. But on that note, please advertise yours. Please whore yourself out, Chris Matthews.
Thank you, Gloria. I had a great time.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I always enjoy coming on here, and
Yeah.
that was a fantastic conversation. Hopefully,
Yeah.
we'll have people's brains melting out of their ears on that one.
Yeah. Melt in my brain and about yours.
Oh yeah, you can't see it.
Yeah.
It's in the headphones right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you
Yeah.
can find me all podcast platforms. Our website is forbiddenknowledge.news. We've got an exciting thing coming up March 11th, 12th, and 13th. We've got Forbidden Knowledge NewsCon 2022. We got awesome presenters. Go to either our website and you can check out everybody who's presenting there, or you can go to Rockfin and sign up, get a premium account there, and you'll have access to the whole conference for $10. That's a 3-day conference, 8 presenters, $10. You can't beat it. You can find us on YouTube. Here in a minute, we'll be back up today. We had a week ban, but we'll be back up.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah, we'll be limited as usual on YouTube. We don't post everything there, just kind of previews to get people to go to other platforms. And we're on Odyssey, and I think that's it.
What about naming a new podcast that is coming onto your network?
We have yes, thank you, Gloria. We have a wonderful new podcast will hopefully be premiering in February or early March. It's going to be The Ancient Gift, hosted by October Hollum. And we've actually be doing a show later on tonight. So tune in to Forbidden Knowledge News at 6 p.m. Central, and October Hollum will be giving live readings. So check that out.
Plug it, plug it, plug it, plug it. See, she's going to kill you because I have to remind you. You know
will.
what I
Thank you,
mean?
Gloria. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Saved your skin there, didn't I? You
Or
know what I mean?
roasted it. It depends on how you look at it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, whether you're watching it live or you're going to watch it on the rerun. If anything resonates with you, just take it. If it doesn't, put it to one side. No one knows the truth. We're just trying to understand this experience just like everyone out there. There's no right way and there's no wrong way. Have discussions with other people. Say, I heard this guy, Chris, say this about this. What do you think? You know? And they're going to say, well, what do you mean conscious transfer? But you'll know because you listen to the show. Hey, you're going to look good. Anyway, on that note, don't forget, guys, tomorrow is Saturday. I've got my little book here. So 6 p.m., Brandon Thomas. Oh, my God, I love him to bits. I love it because he calls me, yes, ma'am. I love Americans that call me. Chris, you never say to me, yes, ma'am. You're the only mother fudger that doesn't.
I guess I'm not a polite American.
You're not. I love it. He goes, yes, ma'am. And I, but they all say, yes, ma'am. Even October says, yes, ma'am, sometimes to me when we're chatting on video. I love that American. It's beautiful. So,
yes, ma'am.
Anyway, get over myself. I've got to get over myself here. So we have Brandon Thomas, and don't know what we're going to talk about. It's going to be a conversation like me and Chris. I'm going to throw it out there. Let's just chat and see what we can. And it was brilliant tonight. And then 8 p.m. tomorrow night, UK time, we are going live with the pilot of Waking the Dead Ghost Stories with October Hallam. And I'm telling you, I'm going to say it again. It is going to move you. It's going to move you. But it's live. So what you can do, you can come onto the chat, and you better come on there, Chris, and get them on there. And you can ask questions. And we can, have you experienced it? What do you think happened? What was this going on? Is it this? Is it that? It's going to be a live interactive. It's not going to be one of these paranormal, scary shitless shows. I want it to be informative, inspirational, educational, and I need to learn. Okay. I've had many ghost stories, so it'd be fun. And then Sunday, we have the lovely, lovely, lovely Mohammed Ibrahim all the way live from Egypt, and we will get updates from him of what's going on. I've read so many things coming out on social media. Oh, they found this, they've done that, and I'd rather go to, who's the other one? There's Mohammed Ibrahim, and I had the other gentleman on the show. Who's that? Do you remember, Chris? Another guy from Egypt. You've had him on too a few times. See, we're no good. We can't even remember what day it is. Anyway, him as well. So I've got a jam-packed live weekend. It's going to be lots of fun. Please join us. And if you're in America, because I don't do time zones, 6 p.m. in America, not UK, you go onto Forbidden Knowledge News Network and you go and watch October Hallam. Intuitive is going to give you free readings. You can go and get a reading. I'm in a good books now. You are so not in a good books. I did it. And on that note, guys, thank you. I'm Gloria. This is Open Minds Chat Show. Until the next conversation, it's bye from me.